Anita?
Hi. Oh, who is this?
It's Emery. Sorry, the phone got disconnected. I just missed you. I apologize.
Oh, okay. I'm on the phone with. Can I disconnect the call on my cell phone?
Yeah, sure. Disconnect that. That's not a problem. I'm here.
Okay. All right. So, Emery, you know what? The stone that you picked, I did not even ask for them. The one which you picked looks like they're liking it.
Which one? The 153 or the 120?
The 120 FSI1.
They like it. Good. That's wonderful.
Well, they're still shopping around. They're stepped out. They're going to be back. But in terms of pricing, what's the best you can do?
So I'm glad that you just called. I tried to reach out to you. I found another option that I could send for the client. I have a 1.5. And for pricing-wise, I think it would be better. So it's a 1.5 ISI2. The symmetry is very good. The polish is excellent. The fluorescence is none. I've got this for $6,750.
No. I don't want to confuse them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Marquise. It's a hot piece of cake. And I
yeah.
think it came well-trained.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what is the best color clarity. So if I tell them eye,
yeah.
even though it looks good, but to their ears, it's like, no, I is not better than F. You know what I mean?
Ah, I see. Okay.
I don't want to confuse them. And then, you know, the more options you give them, then you put them to a dilemma and they start thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I understand.
I showed your stone and I showed two more. So
yep.
now debating between like all the four stones that I showed them. The first priority is of course the 120 FSI 1, and they asked me what's the best I can do because I also have to get them this in case if it's a mazal, okay? In case
it's a mazal, yes. Mazalito. Yes. Okay.
I've sold your stone, and your stone is the first I'll start pitching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't put all the stones together. I take out from my safe, like, one by one. Oh, you don't like this? Maybe you like I have another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stones are the one which I, like, sold them first.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate that. Good. I'm glad they liked our 120 marquee. What was the – so this one we had for $4,440. Is that price not going to work, or do they need it down a little bit? Because marquees are tough because they're so rare.
No, you have to work on the price.
Okay. What is the bottom line if $4,400 won't work?
Well, you have to give me the best number.
The best number? Okay. Here's what I'll do for you, Miss Anita. I will, I'm going to call my buyer, okay? He's also like my supervisor. I'm going to speak with him. You were just on the phone with him, I believe, and I'll let him know the situation, and I'll call you right back after that, okay?
But you have to fight for me. Don't come and say, oh, I couldn't this, that, because end of the day, I'll still push them to buy this, but they're not going to come back to me.
I hear you. Listen, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for you, and I'm going to get it done for you, and then we're going to have a mazal, okay?
Okay, but mazal, you still have to wait. Let them come back.
You know, verbal mazal between you and I, and then they'll come back, and then we'll kind of finish everything, okay?
Yes, don't tell mazal to your boss or anybody yet, but then fight for the price for me, and
okay.
get back. Okay, I'll wait for your call, though.
Okay. I'll let you know, Anita.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.